Recorded Books presents The Last Chance for Logan County by Lamar Giles. Narrated by Ruffin Prentice. Chapter 1. A Storm of Frogs.
"You only know some of the things, Dawn Glow," said the panther fur-clad warrior rebel Nanette through the tiny speakers of Grandma's TV. Sheed, sprawled on his belly with his chin cupped in both hands, gasped. His cousin Otto rocked to the edge of the couch as if tugged by an invisible string. Their grandma shook her head and sucked her teeth.
"You better tell him, girlfriend."
It was Sunday night in Logan County, and they were tuned in to their favorite fantasy show, The Monarch's Gambit. A half-eaten bowl of popcorn rested in easy reach of them all, though everyone had lost interest in snacking as the tension of this critical episode ramped up. The show's hero, Dawn Glow, had just been confronted by the queen of the warrior clan. She claimed to have game-changing information about who should be the rightful ruler of the mythical falcon steeds, giant bird creatures capable of shooting pure light from their beaks. For whoever controlled those beasts controlled the world. But just as Nanette unfurled the scroll containing the ancient prophecy, there was a scream among her troops. The wealthy and villainous Manticle family picked that very moment to launch an attack.
"No!"
Sheed said, rising to his knees in startled surprise.
"Not now!"
Thunder grumbled in the distance. Otto hopped from his seat and trotted to the window. A dark, heavy cloud moved their way, and within it, lightning flashed like bad thoughts in an evil brain. In his head, Otto echoed Sheed's sentiment.
"No, not now,"
for different reasons.
"All right," Grandma said, pushing up from her recliner. "Lightning and thunder, y'all know what that means."
Otto did the unthinkable and paused the Monarch's Gambit, something usually forbidden during their sacred hour of Sunday nights. He sensed much worse coming and hoped for a miracle that would allow them to resume the episode, though the chances were slim. Sheed was on his feet, clearly panicked, his palms thrust forward in a gesture of peaceful reasoning.
"Grandma,"
he said, begged.
"Please, there's only like 25 minutes left. The storm is way, way out."
Lightning washed the room in a white flare, followed immediately by thunder close enough to rattle the popcorn bowl. Sheed's shoulders sagged. Grandma was not without sympathy.
"I want to see what happens too. But you know we don't watch no TV while the Lord's doing his work."
Otto wanted to debate this house rule. Had, in fact, challenged it in the past. Grandma was raised to believe that during storms, using electrical devices could draw the lightning to you. Otto, studious in his science classes, knew that wasn't exactly how lightning worked. Yes, it could follow the path of least resistance through an electrical pole or antenna. Yes, a strike could fry devices with a direct connection to whatever the lightning struck. In Logan County, though, where most of the electrical wiring, including the wiring to their house, was underground, the chance of such a thing actually happening was very low. So low, they should definitely risk getting struck to see the end of the Monarch's Gambit.
"Gran, Octavius Alston, I'm not doing this with you tonight. I know all those things about lightning you're fixing your mouth to tell me, but there's something you just can't argue. This is Logan County. Anything can happen. Now do as I say. Cut that TV off and unplug it from the wall."
Sheed, who could not dispute the county's tendency to produce improbable events, still looked like he might hyperventilate.
"If we unplug everything, the DVR won't record the last half of the episode. Creak it later, like y'all always talking about."
"Stream it," Otto corrected. So distraught, he didn't even think twice about the dangers of correcting Grandma. They could stream the episode later, but it usually took a day or so to appear on their streaming service, which meant even if this were a short storm, they'd have to wait until
sample complete. Ready to continue?